Are you ready to get fired up for the next game? Nothing helps more than a bowl of Campbell's new chunky spicy chicken noodle soup. Let me tell you, it's got tons of seasoned chicken, veggies, and noodles all in a tasty, spicy broth. So it'll fill you up and get you fired up. So take your day to the next level and see if you can handle the heat with the new chunky spicy chicken noodle soup.
And with that, we bring on board Elliot Friedman, who's golfing today, I understand, Friege. Friege, what time are you teeing off?
I have already teed off. I'm in a foul mood because I just missed a birdie putt.
Where are you playing, Friege?
I'm playing with my cousin and a couple of his buddies. So
nice.
We're having a good, enjoyable day, except when I... You know, a couple of shots here I haven't been too pleased with, Jeff. Let's just say that.
Well, you know what I always say. The best two balls I hit is when I step on a rake. Use that old line. before we get to game five, just mentioning the Dallas Stars, and it looks as though, feels as though, sounds as though this thing is trending towards Peter DeBoer perhaps becoming the next head coach of the Dallas Stars. I don't know how quickly Dallas ends up moving on this, but, you know, the whispers are getting louder about Peter DeBoer.
There's no question, and I think that if it is DeBoer, and I just heard what you said as I was getting on the line, that's trending that way. I agree with you, and I think we could know pretty soon. So if it is DeBoer, I don't think it's going to take us too much longer to know, and I've heard the same things you are, that he's a very legitimate contender there, if not the leading contender. Now, I did hear that this week before Boston made the decision to change with Bruce Cassidy. I don't know that that's affected anything in Dallas. I believe it was already trending that way, and barring a major change or something really going wrong in the process, and Dallas is certainly doing their research, I would expect that, you know, he's the guy.
I want to get to Bruce Cassidy here in a couple of seconds because, you know, interesting press conference and some interesting comments this morning from the now ex coach of the Boston Bruins. But I got sent something last night in support of Peter DeBoer and why it could work, or it looks like it could work with the Dallas Stars. And, you know, someone sent me a note, you know, outlining the ages of the Dallas Stars roster, as we suspect it'll be next season, and also the 2016 San Jose Sharks that Peter DeBoer took to the Stanley Cup final. Average age of the Dallas Stars, 28.1 years, and the San Jose Sharks, 27.5 years. And I guess this would be with Ben and Sagan playing the roles of Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau, the elder statesman on the team. Does this one seem like a fit to you, DeBoer and Dallas?
First of all, whoever sent you that, they should work in political polling or something like that. That is some excellent spin, I have to say. Excellent work, whoever sent you that on behalf of him. I think there are similarities, obviously. Look, I think this. I think DeBoer's a good coach. You know, one team I know that was looking into him, and the, you know, the only issue they had with DeBoer was goalies. He has a reputation of being really hard on goalies, and Dallas looks like, the way the playoffs trended, that they have a franchise goalie on the roster. And I think that was the only thing that this person said to me that they would be concerned about when it came to that. You know, you've got a guy there who looks like he could be your guy for a long, long time. You know, would there be, if you were Dallas or you were the agent, would you have any concerns about that? And if he can answer that question, or Dallas finds that information to be satisfactory to them, then I think that's the number one thing they were looking at. But I do have to say, Jeff, that's an excellent piece of spin that someone sent you.
Here, look, he can take your team to the Stanley Cup final, wink, wink. Bruce Cassidy this morning.
Oh, my God, Jeff, you distracted me. I just, like, I hit a great shot, but I completely hooked it at the end. This is all your fault.
This is all my fault. You can leave at any time. I know how important golf is to you. First of all, I don't know how anyone, you or anybody, finds golf relaxing. I golf seldom, and my friends always try to convince me how much fun and relaxing it'll be, and they're the most uptight, tense, nervous, angry and then by the end of it, intoxicated group you'll ever meet. Are you a relaxed golfer, Frege?
I'll say, as one of my friends once told me, you are not a good enough golfer to be as much of a prick as you are on the course.
That's like what a beer league referee told me one day when I barked at him. He said, "Look, if you want better officiating, become a better hockey player. There's better officials at a higher level." I'm like, actually, you know what? You got a really good point there. Bruce Cassidy. Yep. You know, Don Sweeney said that, you know, the message wasn't being received or needed to be delivered differently. Cassidy today in his presser said that he was told a couple of weeks ago that he was safe. Welcome to hockey. How do you see? And by the way, Bruce Cassidy will interview with the Philadelphia Flyers. He hasn't interviewed yet, but the Flyers are planning to interview Bruce Cassidy. Your thoughts on, you know, this morning, Bruce Cassidy, the future, all of it?
Well, I didn't see the interview, but I read some of the quotes. I'm not surprised he came out the way he did. Like, he came out hot. And I have to say, I'm not surprised by that. I think, you know, when you've been reading for 2 days about you've been fired because you young players don't get along with you, or maybe, like, even though Don Sweeney denied it, Patrice Bergeron may not be coming back if you're still the general manager, I mean, still the head coach, I'd be coming out firing too. You know, I cannot blame Cassidy for coming out the way he did and being as blunt as he did, because he's had his reputation a bit churned over the past couple of days. So I wasn't surprised by anything. You know, the other thing too is I'm not really surprised by the whole the thing with the Bruins, simply because of the information that we've learned that they were talking about assistant coaches, that they'd agreed on some potential changes. And then everything just kind of turned around. And that says to me that there was a philosophical agreement at some point that changed, and now we are where we are. But I'm not surprised in the least bit that he's going to have interviews with Philly and elsewhere. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in Detroit, too. You know, I think there are connections between Yzerman and Cassidy, if not direct, and in the same circles. So I don't think this is the last we've heard of him. We're going to be hearing from him for if not in this cycle, then certainly if we get into a situation where teams make changes during next season.
Real quick, and we'll get to Dhaliwal's report here on Vancouver, but any update on their search for an assistant coach? And have you heard much on the ongoing situation involving Jim Rutherford, Patrick Alvin, and JT Miller?
No, I just think the Miller thing, look, like, when I think everybody's being pretty honest here, that when they talk about that in a perfect world that JT Miller would like to stay in Vancouver, I think that's true. I just think that everybody knows it's not going to be an easy thing to do. And, you know, I think that that's kind of the problem that we have at this point in time, is that you can really want to do it, and I think everybody here wants to do it, but it's going to be hard. I think if term is as important to the Canucks as I believe it to be, I think it's going to be very hard to get this deal done. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I do think it's going to be challenging. And as for the assistant coach thing, no, we know they're looking. I'd heard potentially the name Mike Yeo. I don't know where that stands right now, but I guess there was a report today that Brad Shaw might be interviewing in Chicago. So they could have a couple of situations here that they need to deal with.
Ulf Samuelsson, as per Rick Dhaliwal's report?
Yes, I believe Ulf Samuelsson will not be back behind the bench in Florida. So he'll be a free agent. I think Rick, not that he needs me to confirm anything, but I believe that's true. And I'm also wondering if we're taking that to mean that Andrew Burnett will be back with a different potential coaching staff. I think it sounds like it's trending in that direction, but I wouldn't want anyone to take that as a guarantee.
Okay, real quick, we'll let you get back to some bad swings here. Game 5 tonight, John Cooper has already ruled out Braden Point for this evening. He hasn't been ruled out for the remainder of the series, however. You know, injuries are a story on the Rangers side with Strom and Hedl. I expect to hear things like game time decision about both of them. What do you look for tonight? I mean, this has been the Carolina Hurricane series version 2.0. It's the home team wins. Your thoughts on what we look for this evening?
Well, I think I think one of the key things is, and I don't think, like, I don't want anyone to say this is like I blame him or anything like that, because I don't, but I think Shesterkin's going to have to be a monster tonight. I think that, mm-hmm. you know, the Rangers are reeling a bit. They're not healthy. Tampa's starting to grow. Everybody in this league has seen this act before. Later in the series, Tampa takes over. I just think Shesterkin needs to settle down the Rangers a bit and give them a feeling of confidence. And I have no doubt he's up to it. I mean, I just think it's really hard in this league. And we talked about the other day, Tampa is 7-2 with Point out of the lineup. Well, the Rangers are missing two centers potentially, and another one's hurt. I think they have to score at even strength. They have to find a way to do it, and they need their goaltender to continue being a wall.
We'll see what happens tonight. What hole are you on right now?
We just made the turn. We just finished 9, and I just left a par putt short while I was talking here. I can't believe I didn't swear.
I am messing up your game. I thought we're getting some F-bombs out of you today, man.
I don't really need any help to mess up my game, Jeff. I have to tell you that much, but isn't helping, I have to say.
We'll let you get back to a soggy round. I know it's a little damp out there. Enjoy yourself. We'll watch for you on the TV tonight.
All right, Jeff. Take care, bud.
Awesome. There he is, Elliot Friedman from 32 Thoughts on Hockey Night in Canada, cutting it a little bit short today. But there is golf to play, my good man and woman. There is golf.